This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy has revised its plan to clean up its Colorado natural gas network. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's dropping two of its most controversial strategies.
A state law requires Xcel's gas business to cut emissions 22% by 2030. Its initial plan proposed achieving a third of those reductions through carbon offsets and certified natural gas. That means residents would pay to cut pollution from sources other than their homes or the actual gas distribution system. Climate groups were livid. They called on regulators to reject the plan, and now Xcel has dropped the disputed proposals. But it hasn't clarified how it'll meet the goals. A final decision is expected next spring. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A $73 million project is underway to create a more sustainable water system for part of northern El Paso County. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
The Northern Water Delivery System will let the Triview Metropolitan District and Monument use renewable water rights to help replace its diminishing groundwater resources. District Manager Jim McGrady says they've been able to pay for a substantial portion of the project in cash.
Without the growth that we've had in the Triview area and our tap fees, we would not have been able to do that.
Triview currently serves about two-thirds of Monument. It's up to the town council if the rest of the town will join the new system. It's expected to be done next summer. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Two Colorado students will be marching through Manhattan on Thursday. The students were chosen to represent the state in the Great American Marching Band in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. A junior and a senior from Ralston Valley High will be playing the saxophone and the snare drum. They will join more than 183 other students from every other state in the country. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.